Woodbury County leaders hope voters will approve building a new $50.3 million jail on the outskirts of Sioux City. That new larger jail would replace a building that was put up in 1987. That building is dealing with a number of mechanical problems. Consultants have identified $22 million in upgrades that are needed in the current jail's heating and cooling system. There's a referendum set for March 3rd on whether to build a new 110,000 square foot jail. It could house 440 inmates. The current jail holds roughly 230. Join Siouxland Public Media this Wednesday at noon for the exchange for a live conversation about the jail and the jail referendum. We'll be at the Sioux City Public Library. And a legislative forum took place in Sioux City over the weekend. Iowa State Representative Chris Hall of Sioux City took part. He said the K-12 education system is one of the biggest issues for people living in his district.
There's a lot of disruption in our classrooms. There's a lot of concerns about students who may be making the learning experience more difficult for other students.
Hall says symptoms of low state funding during the past decade are now showing up, and Republicans don't seem to want to resolve the issue.
We give more money away in the form of tax cuts to the top 1 or 2%. Those are dollars that are no longer available to help educate our children.
Hall has served in the Iowa House since 2011. He spoke at a legislative forum on Saturday held by the League of Women Voters at the Sioux City Public Museum. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.